mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for our meditation this morning is the Old Testament lesson we read in Deuteronomy, and our theme is, You are chosen by God. Now, I'm old enough that I remember playing baseball down at the school. You know, us getting together, a bunch of friends, we all, the word would spread, and we all meet down at the school in the yard there, and we'd divvy up teams. We'd make up teams. Well, you know, you all knew who the best players were, so those two guys, they would be the captains of their team, and then they'd start picking who they wanted on their team out of everybody that had gathered to play that day, right? Sometimes I wasn't chosen. I'd be the last one standing there and looking around, and they're looking like, oh, are you going to choose him? No, you want to choose him. You know what that kind of felt like? You know, like, they don't want me. And then later on in life, I have gone to a job interview where I thought, man, I nailed it. I did a really good job in this interview. I answered the questions. I was dressed just very well, you know. I knew I had it. My hopes were up, only to never hear from them again. Maybe you know what that means. Now, in our Old Testament lesson today, Moses wrote, For you are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for his treasured possession out of all the peoples who are on the face of the earth. What is a treasured possession anyways? Maybe you have a treasured possession, something that you really like, you know, that you keep. Well, in this context of this Old Testament lesson from Deuteronomy, it's that we are considered coveted personal property of God. You know, you might have something that you treasure that's been, maybe something that's been passed down through your family for generation after generation. You really adore that. You really coveted, you know, it's a treasured possession. You are that to God. He treasures you. We're his choice possessions. And we serve a special purpose in God's grand design. We serve a special purpose in his will. And most of that is just to share that good news with other people about his salvation, about his gift of Jesus Christ. And you've been chosen to be holy, he said there. Holy. Do you know that the word holy is used over 900 times in the Bible? And to be holy, which you are holy. To be holy, you are to be dedicated to God. Hear that again. To be holy, you are dedicated to God. Yes, above your spouse, above your job, above this country, above this earth. You are dedicated first and foremost to God. That's being holy. Also, to be holy, you are morally and spiritually excellent in everything you do, everything you say, every way you dress. All your actions are morally and spiritually the best there is. That's being holy. You feel like you're holy. we are. We are holy, God says. Now we are precious in the sight of God because we are his treasured possession. We're his greatest creation. We are precious in his sight. Now to be holy is to be like God. You know that? That to be holy is to be like Jesus. To be holy is to be totally separated from the unclean. To be separated from those who are sinful. We're separate. We're special. We're holy. We are God's treasures, possessions. We've been baptized into Christ Jesus, our Savior. That doesn't your baptism make a little bit more sense now? Through your baptism, you take on the holiness of Jesus because he lived a sinful life, had no sin. He was morally and spiritually excellent in everything he did. And that's what we take on. That is what God sees in his eyes. In God's eyes, there's a filter in front of his eyes, and that filter is Jesus. That's how God looks at us. But why does he do that? Verse 8 of Deuteronomy chapter 7 tells us why. Can't be any more clear than this. It is because the Lord loves you and is keeping the oath that he swore to your fathers. That's why. God made a promise. God made a promise with all of us. You, his treasured possession, you who are holy, God swore a covenant with you. Now, he loves you and keeps his oath. It's a covenant. Covenant and a promise, that's the same thing. Now, what are some other covenants that God has made? God made a covenant with Noah. He made a covenant. He promised Noah that he would never again flood the earth and destroy all life. And that's been true. Matter of fact, history has shown that there was a great flood. Matter of fact, every major religion has a story about a flood. The flood happened, and it happened according to the word of God. But it hasn't happened since, because God promised that it would not happen. Now, he made a promise, a covenant with Abraham, didn't he? What was that covenant? He promised Abraham a place. A place to spend eternity. He promised Abraham a people holy and treasured by God. He promised Abraham the blessings of his presence. He promised to be with Abraham. He promised to walk with Abraham and his people. God made that covenant with Abraham, and it's still being held today. God is with us. God made a covenant with Moses, you know, that his divine presence would be in all that God's people do. God would be right there beside them. He showed them, the Israelites, as they wandered through the wilderness, the pillar of fire by night and the cloud by day. And with King David, the Lord made a covenant with him. Didn't he? What was that promise he made? He made a promise that from the lineage of house of David would come a Savior. A Savior, and he would produce this king to would be for the service of all God's people. That was a covenant that was kept in the birth, the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. God has kept all these promises. God has kept all these oaths that you You, all of us, are His treasured possessions. Now you need to make this personal. You know that? Make it yours. Take this covenant that God has made and make it yours. You can't do that. It is okay. That is, God promised you, each of you. He promised you that you are a treasured possession, that He loves you and He cares for you. And how does He show that to you today? He shows it to us in wondrous ways. He shows His grace to us in the natural knowledge of things, this earth all around us, the air we breathe that keeps us alive, the water that quenches our thirst. He shows us His mercy, His grace, and His peace in His word. We see that. He shows His mercy, grace, and peace to us in His sacraments, in the water and the word. And He gives us His Son's body, which was given for us, and His Son's blood, which was shed for us. So you are chosen by God, precious and holy in His sight. Are you His treasured children? Glory be to God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus.